Hello everyone and welcome to Language Bits. If it is the first time you listen to this podcast, here's what this podcast is about. In Language Bits, I always talk about teaching, studying and learning foreign languages. Since I have a specific interest in Portuguese, English, Spanish, Italian and German, these are the preferred languages here, as this allows me to speak about something that I know a little of. With this episode, I launch the second season of the podcast and venture into something I wanted to do since the first season. Each episode will be presented in each of the languages mentioned above. In addition to being a good language practice for me, it also helps my listeners to practice the languages that interest them most. So if you decide to listen to the same episode in two or more different languages, start with the one you know the most, especially if one of them is your native language. Then listen to the others. Switch to the second most comfortable language for you until you finally get to the most challenging one for you. With that said, let's get started. Today's topic is language learning in times of coronavirus. All over the world, we are all locked down at home, abiding by instructions given by the World Health Organization and our governments, thus preserving our health and that of our fellow citizens. It is an ethical and a moral sacrifice that must be made for the greater good. This moment is particularly difficult because we don't know when it will end. This can cause some of us to despair or feel afraid and demotivated. The saying, "An idle mind is the devil's playground," shows its meaning at times like this. To avoid boredom and avoid running out of things to do, it is worth pursuing life projects which are feasible right now, such as learning or perfecting a foreign language during lockdown. I have been teaching languages for a little over 20 years, and I started teaching online 4 years ago. Before lockdown, I remember that a large number of people questioned my decision, claiming that online lessons were not as good or as efficient as those taught in person. Interestingly, this discussion simply ceased to exist now that everyone is at home, unable to attend in-person lessons, or bring their children to school for in-person lessons. My fellow teachers who have never taught online will now have to make up for lost time and try to learn how to use the tools needed to teach online so they can continue to work. Suddenly, I realized that I had learned a way of working that had become very interesting for the days we live in. In this sense, I would like to provide you with information on learning languages online. People often confuse two very different concepts: online lessons and distance learning. When you have online lessons, for example, in English, you will have a private teacher, or you will be part of a small group of students, and you will have a lesson in real time through an application that allows video conferences such as Zoom, Skype, BlueJeans, among others. These teaching formats is, in my experience, much superior to face-to-face lessons because it contains all the features that work in such lessons and adds others that improve the learning experience. Like face-to-face lessons, online lessons students speak in real time with their teacher, see their facial expressions, understand meanings, and interact with the teacher and their colleagues in the case of group lessons. Furthermore, they can make the most of advantages offered only by online lessons. They do not have to attend a language school, which would even be impossible in lockdown. They can also keep the lesson recorded on their computer in order to be able to repeat or review them later. In addition to have access to all written information that the teacher made available during the session. By attending online lessons, you also have real-time access to all types of tools that the internet offers you. You can listen to audio and video files in the language you're learning while a teacher guides your activities. If you don't know the vocabulary used during a lesson, you can quickly do a search on Google and see images or definitions of new words or even their translation into your native language. Learning is immediate. The student is an active part of lessons, which are always hands-on, contrary to what happened in traditional face-to-face classrooms, where students would sit on desks and see their teacher show them flashcards. Online lessons also have a unique feature which benefits private students. The student's interests can and must inform which direction should be taken during the session. For example, even if the teacher has prepared a session on, let's say, the purchase of airline tickets online, this plan can be changed during the session itself. When the student, let's say an executive, says that he will have a meeting with investors in 2 days and he needs to prepare an oral presentation for them, the teacher will then save the original plan for a future opportunity, and the student will receive training specifically tailored to his pressing needs. On the other hand, another class format that uses the internet are distance lessons. These are course plans whose classes are pre-recorded and support materials are available on a password-protected platform. Therefore, only students who enroll in the course and pay for lessons will have access to materials and lessons. This format is interesting for learning general subjects, such as pre-university admission courses or the study of public exam subjects, the content of which must be learned by thousands of people. The logic of this type of lesson is obviously that they will be profitable because a large number of people will enroll. It is a more interesting format for the teacher than for the student, as it prevents the teacher from repeating the same teaching several times, but still gets paid for work that has already been done. There is nothing wrong with that, mind you. However, it is important for the student to realize that this format is not designed to meet his needs as an individual. Having made this distinction, I will now speak of studying languages through online lessons. Of course, there are several ways to practice a foreign language, including studying on your own. The important thing is to find out what your profile is, so that you can improve your skills at your own pace and in a pleasant way. People who prefer to study languages with a teacher generally want to have someone with experience and qualifications to guide the process, guiding the way forward to optimize learning. In my experience, both as a student and as a teacher, this is the most effective way to learn a language. When you have someone who has experience and qualifications to help you, you start having focus and discipline, as well as starting to perceive in a short amount of time the features of the language you're studying that could otherwise take a long time for you to understand on your own, or perhaps you might never really get the logic behind the structure of the language you're studying by yourself. You should also know why you want to learn a new language. If your motivation isn't strong enough, you will probably give up when you hit the first bump down the road. Killing time during lockdown may be a good reason to start or resume language study. But something more important than that is needed to continue studying after lockdown is over. I say this because learning a foreign language requires dedication and repetition. This can be very annoying if you don't have a clear motivation for your efforts. Just to give you an idea, you can, for example, imagine that after lockdown is over, you will finally realize your lifelong dream of visiting Brazil. You could study Portuguese for at least 6 months, spending enough time to say at least a few sentences in the language when you get there. During lockdown, you start, say, taking private Portuguese lessons with a trusted teacher who will speed up the process, provide you with learning strategies, and describe a clear study plan for the time you have available. In addition, it is also important to take a leap of faith, that is, buy a travel ticket to Brazil for 6 months after the date of purchase and pay for the ticket, accommodation and car rental so that you can really go to Brazil 6 months from the date you started learning Portuguese. That's the leap of faith. Well, for other students, the trip of their dreams would be a study trip. Many prefer to attend the 6 months of lessons mentioned above and then spend 20 or 30 days, for example, in an English-speaking country, taking lessons with native speakers. This plan is also very interesting, and if that's what you want to do, be sure to get ready for it. And that's all for today. If you like this podcast and want to ask questions about how online lessons work, please feel free to send me an email. My email is nerian@gmail.com. Nerian is nerian@gmail.com. If you prefer, you can contact me on my social networks. I have Facebook and Instagram accounts, and my name is Nerian Bosamai. The last name is Bosamai. I will reply to your message as soon as possible. On the next episode, I will talk about the advantages and disadvantages of learning a language with a native speaker. If you're curious about this, make sure you listen to it. Have a nice week, take care, stay home, and see you on the next episode of Language Bits. Cheers!